thank you for listening to Greening of the Great Lakes, online at mlive.com/environment. Here's more with your host, Dr. Kirk Heinze.
My guest is Sherry Holman, and she is the executive director of the West Michigan chapter of the U.S. Green Building Council. Sherry, we were talking about the Michigan Battle of the Buildings. We're going to meet a 2014 winner here in a moment, right here in studio. But tell us a little bit about the different categories of the 2014 and then also about the expansion of the program in 2015.
Sure. We categorize the buildings based on the types of buildings that are entered. And we put them in a category that's most like their building, and mostly that's for fun, so you have someone to compete against, and so there's more awards at the end of the year. In 2014, I believe we had 7 categories overall, and we had first and second place winners in those categories. For 2015, I think we either have 7 or 8, so education, healthcare, entertainment, manufacturing and industrial, mixed-use office buildings, and an other category for everyone who doesn't fit in into one of those.
Yeah, I spent some time scrolling down through your 2015 entries into the competition, and literally people from all over the state. You even have an entry from my little small hometown in the Thumb, a town called New Haven, Michigan. And it was unbelievable, but a lot of schools, a lot of different organizations, big and small. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. We're trying to keep track of how everybody hears about us because we haven't really done a lot of marketing around the competition. The first year was mostly comprised of West Michigan, people that were members of the chapter or people that we knew. And then we're just spread and we opened it up to the entire state. We did absolutely no marketing in Detroit or any area outside of Grand Rapids and are amazed at how the competition has grown from 60 buildings last year to 160 this year.
It's absolutely amazing. Well, let's take a moment here and meet one of your 2014 winners. We're going to be joined by Ingrid Weaver. Ingrid is Vice President for Business Development of Porter Hills, and actually Porter Hills had 2 entries in last year's competition. Ingrid, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about Porter Hills, and then we'll get into why you folks got into the competition and how you were successful.
Porter Hills is a senior service provider in West Michigan. We actually have 10 campuses that provide housing and, in many of them, some form of health care, too, of course, geared to the senior population. We also have home health services, rehabilitation services, transportation, and plethora of ancillary services to serve many seniors.
Well, you had 2 entries into the competition in 2014, and you did well with both of them.
We did. We were really excited about our outcome.
Well, 13% energy loss in one facility and 4% mm-hmm. in what you call the Porter Hills Village. First of all, why did you decide to get into the competition?
Well, Sherry actually approached us, and it fit well with some of the initiatives that we've been focusing on the past several years. We decided in early 2000 to build a new nursing home. They're actually called greenhouse homes. There are not very many in the United States. It's an innovative project that was originally sponsored by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. And these nursing homes, instead of being a traditional nursing home, are actually small homes with 10 master bedrooms. And they're called greenhouse homes because the philosophy is that you continue to grow at any age in many ways. And so when we started looking at that and what we wanted to do, the board of directors at Porter Hills really felt that they wanted to go all the way with us and wanted me to look also into green building. So we made the decision to apply for LEED certification with those buildings. So that really was the start of our journey. So while we were in the planning stages, we thought, well, if we're doing this for our greenhouse homes, which is brand new, what are we doing for our other campuses and our other locations, including our corporate office? So we developed a cohort of employees from our different locations. We called it the Green Team. We started really with a brain dump of a lot of different ideas, what we could do on an Excel file sheet and kind of what was easy to do, what was the biggest bang for our buck, and processed through quite a bit of that. So we had been working with the Green Team. We had achieved silver LEED in our greenhouse homes, and it was shortly after that that Sherry had approached us. I hadn't heard of Battle of the Buildings, and I thought, this fits perfectly.
We're already in the midst of it.
That's right. So we actually selected our two oldest buildings, our corporate office and Porter Hills Village, which is our flagship. Porter Hills Village was designed in 1964. It's an extremely large campus, has everything from skilled nursing, dementia care, assisted living, to independent living. It's nestled on 30 acres, has a lot of opportunities because of its age and the way it's built. So we thought that would be a good building to take a look at. And then our corporate office was designed and opened in the 70s and had a lot of its original infrastructure as well.
Well, Ingrid, we've talked to a lot of folks on this program about getting into LEED certification, mm-hmm. energy conservation, and all that sort of thing. And there's always this thing about sometimes those upfront costs can be a little bit intimidating, but if you look at return on investment, mm-hmm. it's a pretty good business decision in addition to an environmental decision. Did you find that was the case at Porter Hills?
Yes, absolutely. And it absolutely is an investment on the front end. So mm-hmm. you do have to plan for that. And as a nonprofit, we often have to rely on donations to help us support that as well.
Well, tell me, what are some of the things that you did? I mean, you talked about some of the low-hanging fruit,
yep.
but how did you get to 13% in one facility and 4% in the other?
You know, it sounds like we really did a lot, but it came quite simply. We were already on this path with our green team, and there was a couple things that we identified. One was we needed to change our lighting. Mm. So we have been in the process of all our campuses looking at the type of lighting, deciding what lighting we need. So we have gone through in our corporate office, we've changed all of our light bulbs, our ballasts, and we've made that adjustments. We've also done motion sensors in our corporate office. That doesn't work always so well in our senior living communities, but does work well in the office environment. So lighting was a big thing that we looked at. At the Village, which received second place, in addition to that, we also looked at some window replacement. We've had actually original windows that were selected in the 60s and put in the 60s, and you know that the efficiencies are a lot different now, and so we made some window changes. And then at both locations, both our corporate office and at the Village, we replaced original boilers. And I think that was really, the bigger expense and probably the biggest bang for our buck and really made a difference. For example, at the corporate office, our new boiler cost us $11,000. We did get a rebate from DTE, $550. But within the first year, we've already seen 13% reduction in energy, and we're able to manage the boiler more effectively with temperature control.
So with the rebate and then over time with the savings
right.
and costs, I mean, then back to your point, it makes good business sense in
right.
addition to good environmental sense. Any plans going forward? I know the competition extends into 2015, but you're still doing more and more with the green
yes.
team on the lead
yep.
front and all that?
We're going to continue to look at that. It's about time that we polish off our initiatives, making sure that we're making it sustainable. With the green team, we not only looked at energy efficiency and cost savings, which is a lot of the battle the building is focused on, but we even look at things as human behavior and practice. You know, do we automatically set our default printers at printing two sides? So we have to deliberately change it to one side. So there's a lot of little things that we're looking at, too. So we are getting ready to gear up and review where we are with our practices, whether it's sustainable landscaping, whether it's business behavior, or whether it's energy efficiency in general and the bigger things that we're talking about today. Both the corporate office and Porter Hills Village is involved in Battle of the Buildings again for 2015. And for 2016, we hope to include all of our campuses.
Well, Ingrid, congratulations on being one of the Battle of the Buildings winners for 2014. I've been talking with Ingrid Weaver. She is the Vice President for Business Development for Porter Hills, one of the winners of the 2014 Michigan Battle of the Buildings competition in the category of senior living. Ingrid, thanks so much for being on Greening of the Great Lakes.
Thank you for having us.
Please find us on Facebook by searching for Greening of the Great Lakes and follow us on Twitter at Green Michigan.
Greening of the Great Lakes explores how we can sustain and improve our planet for ourselves and for future generations. The show is a production of Michigan State University. Special thanks to Gary Reed and my producer, Russ White.
You're listening to Greening of the Great Lakes with Kirk Heinze. We'll have more in a moment.